Primos y primas, que lo que, welcome, bienvenidos to the Dear God, Are We There Yet? The podcast con tu prima favorita, soy Alicia Sanchez, and yes, this podcast is bilingual, empowering social good one conversation at a time, sharing weekly insights and inspirations from people adding their magic to make this world a better place. Whether you want to learn more about volunteer travel, being more socially conscious, or you love a good conversation that breaks down barriers while evoking pasión and emoción, this is the podcast for you. Grab a cafecito y vamos a hablar. Primos y primas, oh, another season, a new season, and we have an amazing author, and I am so honored to actually, once you guys hear her story, you're going to be like, what, oh my gosh, I cannot make excuses anymore, because she's very inspirational. She writes poetry, so you know me, tú me conoces, my primos and my primas, you know I love poetry, but I love anything that, you know, depicts our emotions in a different way. And so I, without further ado, I have the amazing Paula Morehart. Muchísimas gracias. Hello, Paula.
Hello, Alicia. Thank you so much for having me today.
You're welcome. And so I'm just going to dig in, because my listeners are probably going to be like, wait, what do you mean? Her life story is going to be inspirational. Like, tell me. I know how they are. Right. So, and again, for everybody listening, this podcast is bilingual. So, you know, if you're new to the podcast, just know that if I say a couple words, it's for my Latino community. But what really, and it just took me back, that your life story, and I want you to talk about your inspiration behind Widow's Walk, because from your biography, which blew me away, basically your husband passed away and you've been always wanted to write. You loved your favorite author. You guys were born in the same day. It was like God said, yes, you're born to write, but yes. Something was holding you back and you never did it, right? And then your husband passed away, and then your mother passed away.
Yes, I have always written little stories and things. And in November of 2017, I got up in the morning to give my husband breakfast before he went to work, and I found him dead in his recliner. There was no illness. Mm. He simply passed away in his sleep. There was nothing wrong with him. And he was my best friend. We'd been married 42 years. We got married. I was 17. He turned 21 3 days before the wedding. So we kind of grew up together, Basically, once we were married. But then the next morning, the other shoe dropped, as they say. My brother called at 5:30 in the morning to tell me that my mom had passed away. And my whole world just stopped. It just simply stopped. So, yeah, it went. And the only way for me to get out everything that was inside of me was to write, because that's what I do. I love to write things down. And I started journaling every single day, because it was not only my journey learning to become a widow, but when we were married, I was still living at home. And so I have never lived on my own before.
Oh my God.
Yes, exactly. Wow. Exactly. So
this is like a big shock.
Oh, I always say the worst part of the whole thing, I mean, obviously there was a lot of bad things, but I lost my two best friends, and I could not call my mom to cry on her shoulder about my husband. And I'm going to cry a little bit here. And I could not go home to my husband and feel his voice rumble in his chest and feel his arms around me while I cried about my mom.
And that right there is like, it is a, like you said, your life crumbled. And yes. That's the moment when you just kind of shifted. It's like you found solace. You found this piece back into your writing. And how did that happen? Because first of all, having to transition to being a widow, y para todo el mundo escuchando, ella perdió su esposo un día, y el próximo día, su mamá. And it's like, how did you even, because it's like shock. You're in shock. Oh, there's so many emotions. And I know that people are listening to this podcast episode are going to, because a lot of things are going on right now with coronavirus and just, you know, people are losing people left and right. And, you know, they're holding on to this. They have to figure out what being a widow is and what being into the, what's their new world. Like, you never lived with anybody, you know, you probably had to be like, okay, I had to pay this bill. Now I have to go here. Like, how did you transition those emotions to writing?
I started journaling every single day, and I made it into an absolutely have to. And after a while, it became necessary for me to write every day. I mean, I had no choice in the matter. I needed to write every single day. And at the end of a year, my sister, who lives out in Montana and who I would call every now and then with my poems and things, and she said, "You need to put that in a book." And I said, "No, it's just my journal." And she said, "No, you need to put that in a book." And I said, "Well, we'll see." And that very same day in the mail came a card from someone who had been reading my blog online and wanted to let me know how much it had helped her when she lost her husband, and that her friend who had just lost her husband was now also reading the blog. And like, well, crap, now I guess I got to write a book.
You're like, darn. Oh, my God. You see how those coincidences, like, and even, it's like you were always writing, and then something happened, boom, that made you have to pick up those pieces. And I want to say this to you. You're a very brave woman because, you know, I admire people who are able to kind of, like, shift gear into something that they can channel those emotions, they can channel those expressions. And I want to ask you, what does that mean to you? I'm calling you brave because I see you as a very brave woman. But what does brave mean to you?
I've never looked at it as being brave. It's just simply keeping going, living life. I mean, that's all I could do, is just one foot in front of the other. The boys and I had to have an auction because we had a lot of stuff of their dad's that we needed to get rid of. And so a good part of the first year was getting ready for that. And I had to move out of the bedroom. I could not sleep back in our bedroom. And so we remodeled. I mean, it was just one thing just seemed to fall after another. And I just kept plotting. My son said to me, "How do you keep doing everything you're doing?" And I said, "I do everything I do the same way you eat an elephant, one bite at a time."
Because it's so big. It's exactly. So much. And I was reading from your, because your bio from Fox Point Publishing, and it says that the widow's walk is such an honest and rough and raw accounting of this, like, roller coaster ride of, you know, now you're a new widow of this sudden death, but it's raw. It's like you literally, and I wanted to ask you, is that same rawness, could we expect that in your new book, Days of Days?
Yes. Oh, yes.
And tell me about that. Like, I want to know what the inspiration behind that one now. From a book to now writing poetry. That's so opposite.
Just because I've always written. And I had this file cabinet full of stuff. And so after I got the first book published, I'm like, I need to do something with all this now. And so I got hold of Fox Point Publishing in Houston, and I said, I've got all this stuff that I need to do something with. And she said, "Well, let's write a book."
Yeah.
So we do. did. And then I said, "Well, you know, I have more things here." And so there's another one coming out the beginning of June. So
that's amazing. That's amazing. Have you ever thought of doing, like, workshops for widows that are to express their feelings and stuff through an art form, either writing, drawing, or some sort? Have you ever thought about that?
I have not, but I did do a book signing in December, and it was amazing to me how many people had bought the book on Amazon and showed up. Mm-hmm. And it was, the universe did its thing, because there was time enough between the people that I was able to talk to people. And back then you could still hug people, and I could hug them, and I could tell them. And the thing I say is what I tell other widows and widowers, for that matter, is the hole is always going to be there. The hole is never going to go away. But you do learn to work around it. You learn to live around it. And I when I picture the hole, it's in the center of my being, and it's got tattered edges that kind of, there's a cold wind that blows through it. Most of the time, I can work around it, or work, you know, live around it. And would you like to hear one of the poems?
I love that, how you say it. Yes, I was just about to ask. You must have been looking at my... Yes, I actually, if you don't mind sharing a little bit with us. Ella va a leer algo de su libro, nuevo libro, que va a salir en junio, y vamos a escucharlo. Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to read one that was in Widow's Walk, and it's also in Nightmaze, which is coming out in June. And okay. It's called Forever. Just when I think I am coming to a good resolution, I find something of yours. Today it was a shirt that hadn't yet been washed, and it smelled like you. The wave came crashing down, and I fell to the floor, wiped off my feet. I hold it close, smelling you, remembering you. I can hardly breathe, the pain is so great. How can one person hold this much grief, I wonder? How can one human body contain this pain? And then I realize one body cannot. And I open my mouth, letting the pain out, and stops and starts, gasping for air in between, keening my pain, wailing my grief, sobbing my confusion. Later, I lie on the floor, exhausted by the fight to keep my sanity amidst all the dread in my life, the panic that overwhelms. I pull myself up, clutching your shirt, my nose buried deep, tears still streaming down my face. I place your shirt on my pillow, waiting for me tonight, so my dreams will be of you next to me, knowing it will make the morning harder, but not caring. Not right now, not this moment. This moment is missing you, and it goes on forever.
Wow. I automatically thought of my grandmother. because I automatically thought about her, because I lost my grandmother last year, but it's actually been 2 years, and I keep saying last year, but it's really been 2 years. That's how it's. And I actually have some of her article of clothing, and I yo lo aguanto, and I smell it, like sometimes out of nowhere. Yes. I go smell it, and I'm like, I just wanted to say hi, you know. Sorry, I just wanted to say hi. I cannot wait to dig into your new book in June. And para todo el mundo que está escuchando, everybody who's listening, I'm gonna have the links so that you can access, and maybe Paula would do some workshops, even if it's not about grieving with being a widow, but just grieving period. Maybe she'll do some workshops with writing or something. We're gonna put that in Paula's ear. I think that would be amazing, and I think people, and if you need any help, we have an amazing volunteer community that will help you, whatever you need, technology-wise. So that's what we're here for. One conversation at a time, you know, one question at a time that we're asking the universe, God, religious God, whatever you believe in, we are an open. But I want to just have a fun question to ask you, which is my last question. But I want to end off with this quote. And let me ask you the fun question. What do your cats think about you? What is one word your cats will say? Because you have rescued cats. So for all my cat people, what would they say about you?
The ones outside, the rescued ones outside, would say caretaker, provider, and supplier.
Okay, of course. And you're the dealer. Give me my food. Yes.
The two inside, Callie is my long-haired calico, and she's mine. And Mia is a short-haired calico. She was my husband's. And she has not gotten over the suspicion that I had something to do with Daddy not being here anymore. And she hates me.
She doesn't get it.
The saddest day was I would get up every morning and open the bedroom door, and she would come tearing in from the landing and check the bed. And every single morning for like 3 months. And then one morning I got up and I opened the door, and she just sat there on the landing, looked at me, and then went down the stairs. And that was so incredibly sad because she'd just given up. So
yeah. And dogs, cats, animals, they grieve too. And a lot of people don't know that. They definitely grieve. Yeah. I want to leave with everybody listening to thank you so much, Paula, but I want to, there's a quote by David Orr that says, "The planet does not need more successful people, but it does desperately need more peacemakers, healers, restorers, storytellers, and lovers of every shape and form. It needs people who live well in their places. It needs people of moral courage, willing to join the fight to make the world a habitable and humane. And these needs have little to do with success as our culture has defined it." And exactly what you're doing is you're inspiring people through your own life story, and that will live long forever and ever in everybody's heart. So everyone, todo el mundo que está escuchando, everybody's listening, you have to go check it out. And you know what? I can't wait to this. You need to hurry up and release this June, because I definitely want to get my my nightmares. And I'm going to leave all the links below so that everybody can. And you know what? I think I'm going to buy some extra copies and do a giveaway. So if people are listening to this podcast, I'm going to buy some copies and do some giveaways. So, but I still want you to go buy it too. If you están escuchando, lo puedes comprar en Amazon, lo puedes comprar en todos los links que está abajo de este podcast. So don't worry. But thank you so much, Paula. And, oh gosh, it's been a pleasure. And until next time, everyone, have a beautiful day and never stop asking questions. Question everything. Gracias, Paula. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much, Alicia.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wepa! Thank you for tuning in. Show us your love and join the conversation on one of our Ruedas Sociales, social media, leave a podcast review, and be sure to tune in next week. ¿Y qué ahora? What's next? Check out our website and volunteer today. We have so many virtual volunteer opportunities, and remember, you can be a part of the change in a changing world. Hasta la próxima. Besos!